We're up to Nun Beis Amid Beis, the two dots. Etov London Toma. These kalim that are on the donkey, you can be tovel them while the donkey's wearing them. Where it says Va'ika Chatzitza, Rashi learns that the way that the kli is made, the rings fit into each other very tightly. So lechora, there's a chatzitza. The water can't get around the entire kli. Tosis points out that if these two kalim would never be taken apart, then they're considered one kli, and the water doesn't have to go between them. Right? So halachas like that by Tfilas kalim too. If you have something and never take apart, then you don't have to take it apart to tovel it. Even if the water won't get into every part, but the parts are made, that's the way they're made. So it's one kli. On the other hand, these are made to take apart from time to time, so they're not considered one kli, and therefore they'd have to be taken apart so the water would get to all of them. So how could you be tovel them while they're on the donkey if the rings are so tightly together that the water won't hit all parts of them? Tosfos says there's another chatzitza here. Could be talking where the ring that goes around the donkey's neck is so tight against the neck of the donkey that the water doesn't go between the neck of the donkey and the inside of the ring. So either way, there's a chatzitza. Omer of Ami b'shirishchon. It's talking where you banged them down, hammered them out, and made them a little bit more wide so the water will go between the rings. Or the ring was hammered out, and therefore it's not tightly around the neck of the chamor. So the Gemara says, Lamer of Ami k'Rav Yosef Svirolei. Right? Let's say that Rav Ami has to hold the k'Rav Yosef, which we had on Friday. The ikra b'yitzchok nafcha, the omar b'boy minoy adam lenoy behema, even the rishon ovid b'umayso parchalatuma minay. The idea is the following. We had a machlokus before how these things are makabel tuma altogether, because kalim that serve a behema are not what's it called makabel tuma. So we said that two possible answers. Okay, one answer was the answer of Rav Yosef, who said that boy minoy adam lenoy behema. Okay, that they originally were makabel tuma when they were rings for a person, and then they became rings for a an animal, okay? That's what Yitzchok Nafcha, okay? B'boy minoy adam lenoy behema. Rav Yosef said that no, even if they weren't makabel tuma yet from when they were never used for human beings, but here they're not called tashmishe behema or tachshite behema. They're used by human beings for the sake of animals. So something that's used by a human for the sake of an animal, that is makabel tuma. Okay? So if it's talking where these things are makabel tuma in their essence, like Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, that anything that's used for an animal by a human being is makabel tuma, even in the state it's in now, then there's no problem. Then it's talking where you hammer it out, and it's a something that human beings use in connection with an animal, and that's makabel tuma. So it was makabel tuma, and now you have to be tovel it, and you have to know that it's not a chatzitza. But according to Rav Yosef, where it was makabel tuma only when it was something that was used for human beings. Now that it's used for animals, it's not makabel tuma. Even though human beings use it with the animal, that's still not makabel tuma, according to Rav Yosef. It has to be something that's used specifically for human beings. So then how was this makabel tuma altogether? It once was a ring for a human being, and you made it into a ring for an animal. So then the halacha is like this. If you just thought about using it for an animal, but you never did any action to change it, it's still makabel tuma. Or if it was makabel tuma, it's still what's it called, remains with the tuma. But if you did a maisa to change it, okay, you did some kind of maisa to make it different than what's it called, than it was before, then the halacha is that the tuma goes away, and it's not makabel tuma to begin with either, surely. Right? The tuma that it had went away, and it surely is not makabel tuma from that point on. So if it was originally tameh, because it was used for a human being, but now you hammered it out, and it's no longer fit for a human being. Once you did the maisa, the tuma goes away. So how is it tameh that you have to be tovel it? So it seems that this halacha, that the, what's it called, that Rav Ami explained, that you tovel these things in a way after you hammer them out, can only go according to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha and not to what's it called, only according to Rav Yosef and not according to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Even the Rishon Ovid Bumaisu Parchalatuma. If you would hold like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, right, once you do a Maisa and you hammer it out, it's no longer fit for human beings, doesn't look nice anymore. So it's fit only for an animal. And once it's only fit for an animal, since he holds the things that human beings use in conjunction with an animal are not Makabel Tuma, so this wouldn't be Makabel Tuma anymore. And if it was Tame, the Tuma would go away. So how will you ever tovel these things? Even if they were Tame to begin with when they were used for human beings, now they're used for animals and not Makabel Tuma anymore. And they're not Tame, because you did a Maisa. Disnan, kol hakelim yordim lidei tumasim b'machshava, vein olim mitumasim ela b'shinui maisa. All kelim become fit to be makabel tuma just by thinking. In other words, like this. You have, well, Rashi explained. Let's see the Rashi instead of saying it outside. Let's see the Rashi. V'leika chatzitza, shetabas hakavua b'shir kavua bo b'chozet. The ring that is in this harness or whatever is in very tightly, and there's no place for the water to go between the ring and the harness. They ain't hamayim nichnasim shon. The water doesn't get in there. B'shirischon hikav apatish. You hammered it down adchinis bashet, and then it widened a little bit. V'nisrachev hanekev saviv saviv, and the what's it called, the hole became wider. So now the water will get there. Krav Yosef svirale da'omer k'shehen shel behema nami makabli tuma. The Chora Rav Ami has to hold it, Rav Yosef, who holds that even when they are now used for the animal, they're still makabel tuma. However, other Moshe Pohem, since they're used by human beings in conjunction with the animal, hilkach ki rischon la'achar tuma akati b'mosayu kaima. And therefore, even though they were already makabel tuma and you hammered them down, they're still fit to be makabel tuma, because in their present state, they're fit to be makabel tuma. So it could be talking where either it was Tameh to begin with and remained Tameh, or it was Makabel Tuma now and became Tameh, and therefore it needs to be toveled, and therefore the Gemara had to discuss the Chatzitza. V'lo parcha tumasim dakati chazul behema. The Tuma didn't go away because it's still fit for an animal, and these kinds of things that are used by human beings in conjunction with the animal are still Makabel Tuma. D'ikar of Yitzchak da'omer lo Makabli Tuma. Because if he holds like Rav Yitzchak, who holds that in the state where they're only fit now for the animal, even though they're used by human beings in conjunction with the animal, they're not makabel tuma. Ela ba'odin la'odim, right? They're only makabel tuma while they're mamish used for human beings by human beings. Tuma zu shekiblu ba'odim la'odim, the tuma they were makabel when they were still being used by a person, kiven derischon, once you hammer them down, the shuv einoim la'odim, and they're no longer fit for a human being because they don't look nice. Bakli lahumi toris tachshit v'tiro mitumasa. The tumah goes away. So how are you tovel them? What are you tovel them for? Right? In their present state, Rav Yosef holds, they're not, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha holds, they're not makabel tumah. And even if they were makabel tumah when they were used for people, now that you hammered it down, it's not fit for people anymore, the tumah goes away. You did a maisa, the maisa takes away the tumah. Yardim lidei tumasam b'machshava me'achar shechishav olav shanichenu k'moshehu achshav v'lo yosif tikun acher hu gemar malach to makabel tumah. For instance, you have a leather, and you can do a few things with leather. You can leave it as a piece of leather and use it for what's it called, a mat or something like that, or you can cut it into strips and make it shoes out of it. If you intend to make shoes out of it, it's not makabel tuma till gemar malachto. Until you cut out the things, you make the shoes. Till then, it's not makabel tuma. If you intend not to make shoes out of it, you intend to make a little mat out of it, and as soon as you cut it around, then it's made a mat. It's makabel tuma. Things aren't makabel tuma till you finish what you plan to use it for. But if it's in the process of being made, so even though you only had in mind, you didn't do any maisa, right? You had in mind that you're not going to do anything more, it's already makabel tuma, okay? And if you change your mind then to what's it called? Okay, the ain olim mitumasan, and then let's say that thing is now makabel tuma, okay? Ve'ein oli mitumasu, me'achar shechisha v'alahor laso shtia. You had in mind to make this piece of leather a little mat, so you're not going to do anything more with it. Yorev li deituma, then it's makabal tuma. And then if you change your mind, you say, you know what, I'm not going to make it into a mat, I'm going to make it into shoes. So now it doesn't become not fit for Tumah. It won't go out of that until you do some Maisa. In other words, you start to cut it. Once you start to cut it, it's obviously you don't want to leave it as a mat anymore. You want to make shoes. Then it's not Tumah anymore. And it, will become tameh only when you finish the shoes. You see from here that at least with shinui maisa, it does become tar. So if you had something that was tameh because it was for people, and then you made a maisa that made it only fit for animals, and when it's fit for an animal, Rav Yitzchok Nafcha holds, it will not become tameh. Now, Rav Yosef holds, Rav Yitzchok Nafcha holds, it won't become tameh anymore. So then it should be tar. Because you did a maisa and changed its state into something that's not makabel tumah. So Mara says, no. Savar lak Rav Yehuda. Now he holds like Rav Yehuda. The Omer maisa letakein lav maisa hu. Wherever the maisa is even partially productive, positive, that's not a maisa to take it away from tumah. The only kind of maisa that takes away from tumah is a totally destructive maisa. A destructive maisa totally, right, takes it out of the tumah. But if it's even partially constructive, then it doesn't take it out of the tumah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer lo Omer, Shini maisa letakein, ela lekalkel. If the shinui maisa that takes it away from being tameh has to be lekalkel, but not lesakin. It can't even be partially good. Now, even though this thing destroys it from being fit for a human being, but it makes it more fit for the animal, right? It makes it wider, whatever, makes it easier to use for the animal. So there's partially a constructive action over here, therefore it doesn't take away the tumah. So the thing was makabel tumah, according to Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, when it was fit for human beings. And even though you hammered it down, right, but since that hammering down had a positive aspect to it, it didn't take away the tumah. Even though now that it's only fit for an animal, it's not fit for tumah anymore, but it retains the tumah it had when it was used for human beings. B'masnisa tani, and in the Braisa we have a different answer. B'mechulali, that it's talking where the things were in the beginning, you didn't have to hammer it or anything, they were not tight. And Tosu says, Gemara didn't want to say this answer in the beginning because usually they're tight. But the Gemara says another answer. These taka were made loose. They were made loose that the ring or the strap around the animal's neck wasn't so tight that the water couldn't go through. So there was no chatzitza. Okay, Rashi. L'saking v'zui tikuno l'tzor v'hema. The mice over here, it's partially positive because now the animal can wear it better. Lab maisa hu levakel mitoris kli. If it has any positive aspect to it, it's not levakel at mitoris kli, and it's what's it called still tummy, and still makabel tum. The mechulalim mitchila nasu chalulin rechavim. In the beginning, they were made wide. Sheyesh chalal bidveikosam. There was a space between the ring and the harness, or between the ring and the animal's neck. Shenasim tabas besok tabas kamoshu rochav. They made it to begin with not so tight. Okay. Shol Talmud Echad Migalil Ho'elyon is Rav Elezer. One Talmud from the Galil asked Rav Elezer the following shayla. Shamaki Shecholkin Bein Tabas LeTabas. I heard that there are differences between different kinds of rings. And I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it was talking about. Omar Lo, Rav Elezer said to him, Shemelo Shamata Elin Shabbos. The only difference between rings is Lagabi Shabbos. The Ila Inyan Tumah Dova Dochadahi. But when it comes to Tumah, they're all the same. All rings are the same when it comes to Tumah, but not Lagabi Shabbos. Where it says Ula Inyan Tumah Dova Doachas, there's no difference in Dinin between different kinds of rings when it comes to Tumah. Hova Hasnan, Tabas Adam Tmeya, the Tabas Behemah V'Kelim, V'Shar Kolat Tabos Tahorach. rings that are worn by people are tame, but rings that serve animals or serve kalim, right, are not tame. So there's a difference between rings. Rings of animals and kalim are not tame. Rings of human beings are tame. So what do you mean that there's no difference between rings when it comes to what's it called, tuma? Now, ki ka'amar le ihu nami, the adam ka'amar le. Right? When Rabbi Elazar answered me, said, you heard this halacha about rings of people. All rings of people, well, the gabi tuma are the same. Okay? But we weren't talking about other rings. We're talking specifically about rings that are worn by people. Rings worn by people, there's no difference. With gabi tuma, all rings are the same. Mora says, with the adam, David, the achasi, all rings made for people are the same when it comes to tuma. Vatanya tabash iskino lachkor b'mosnav u'lekasher b'beng seifa tahora v'lo omru tmeya elal shal etzba v'vat. No, even rings that serve people, that's only if they serve people directly. They put them on their finger. But rings that put their clothing, what's it called, the ring that ties their clothing on, right, and holds it in, right, they used to have strings or whatever that the clothing was very wide and the strings would compress it. And they went through rings. So lechora, those rings are not mekabel tuma. Those rings don't serve people directly. They serve their clothing. And that's not mekabel tuma. So even rings that people wear, there are different kinds of rings. Rings that people wear directly and rings that people wear indirectly through their clothing. Zemara says, ki komer le'iu nomi de'etzba komer. No, he was talking specifically about rings that people wear on their fingers. There's no difference. All rings that you wear on your finger are the same. That was what the halacha was. That's what Rebbe Elazar told him. Mar says, the etzba dava da'achasi? All rings you wear on your finger, there's no difference between them? V'asnan tabashal mateches v'chosmo shal almog t'meyohi. Shal almog v'chosmo shal mateches tahora. Right? If you have a ring, that the body of the ring is made of metal, and the seal is to have signet rings. So it had a stamp. So if the stamp is made of wood and the ring is made out of metal, right? So then it's mekabel tuma. Because the ikar of the ring is metal and the wood is buckled to the metal, so the whole ring is mekabel tuma. But he shall almog if the ring is made out of wood. The chosma shall matechas, even though the stamp is made of metal, tahora. Because the ring is what's it called, pshutei kliyetz. It doesn't have a base kibble, right? It's hollow. And it's made out of wood. Pshutei kliyetz are not mekabel tuma. And even though there's metal attached to it, the metal is buckled to the wood. And therefore the ring is not mekabel tuma. So we see there's a difference between rings. Finger rings. Finger rings made out of wood, where the stamp is metal, are not mekabel tuma. Finger rings made out of metal, where the stamp is wood, are mekabel tuma. It says, ki komer le, iu nami kula shomatechas komer le. The halacha was said, Rebbe Elazar explained to him, there's no difference between metal rings that people wear on their fingers. They're all the same. They're all tame. But it was specifically for that. And there's plenty of differences in rings. But what the halacha was said, that he said there's no difference, means if you have a metal ring that people wear on their fingers, you won't find any differences in metal rings that people wear on their fingers if they're mekabel tuma or not. They're all mekabel tuma. Rashi. Shecholkin, yesh chilek b'hilchosein, ve'eni yodea mahu chilukan. Right? There are, what's it called? It said that there are rings, that there are differences between rings, and I don't know how to explain it. So Rebbe Elazar said, elo linyan Shabbos, linyan hotzoa Shabbos, yesh chilek ben yesh olea chosem l'shein olea chosem. But gabi Shabbos is a difference whether there's a stamp, seal on the ring or not. Later on we'll learn about that, what rings you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, which one's not, and it makes a difference if it has a seal on it, doesn't have a seal. What? No, the Gabi Shabbos, what he's saying, no, he's saying, the Gabi Shabbos, there are differences between rings that you wear on your finger, right? Even rings that are all metal. Some have seals and some don't have seals. In the end, it still comes out good. There are no differences, legabe tuma, in metal rings that are totally metal that people wear on their fingers. But legabe Shabbos, there are differences. It depends if it has a seal or doesn't have a seal. The seal is metal. Yeah, the seal is metal. Dove do achasi kol tabos din echad lahem. Dove do doesn't mean this one and this one, it means all of them. All of them are have the same din, legabi tuma. Okay? So shiskino lachber mosnov. If you, Zemura says, I can't be, because they're rings that even have to do with people that are not makabel tuma. Shekava barosh ritzua, you put the ring at the end of a string, at the end of a cord, or a strap. Vasa kemin bukla, sheosin l'srogin shosusin. You made it like a, something that, where the strap is tied into the ring, and it goes to hold your clothing together. Likshor babenk seifa, batezro osav. You have, what's it called? Your shirt is wide, you have wide clothing, and to make it compact, to what's it called, hold it in, they used to put these straps around it. Tahora, the hadar havyalah ketabas kelim, because it no longer really serves the person directly, it's serving his clothing. Velo damyalah adam moshi pohen, she'eno mishtamish baklum, elamunachas va'omedes l'ritzua. Over here, it's not even like the person uses it for the animal, so it's called using the person. Here, the person doesn't even use it for himself. It just sits there in the, what's it called, in the ritzua. Umiyu im haritzua mekabelas tumah. However, when the strap is connected to it, is mekabel tumah. Because then it's a yad for the strap. It's connected to the strap. Aval im hoya notla umachzira, but if he took the ring out of the strap, so it's not connected to the strap anymore, that ring, since it's miyuchad, to serve the clothing, right, ain't a makabel tumah liasma. It itself is not makabel tumah. When it's connected to the strap, right, then it is makabel tumah because of the strap. Okay. Kiko omerle iu nomi dovido achasi de etzba komerle. No, he's only talking about finger rings. Le'inyin Shabbos yeshkulik. And begabe Shabbos, there's a difference between different kinds of finger rings. Depends if they have a seal or not, if they're totally metal. Almog, atzi almogim v'hu noe. Now the Gabi Tuma, the Gemara says, there's also a difference. If the ring isn't totally metal, it's partially wood, it depends which part is wood. Right? Atzei almogim is a nice kind of wood. Tmeya, the boser tabas azlinan. Upshute klimatkus tmeya. If the main body of the ring is metal, even though the seal is wood, the whole thing's tamei, because the ik, you go after the ikr. And the ikr is mateches, and it's makabel tuma, even though it doesn't have a base kibble. He shall almog tahora, but if the ring itself is made of wood, dipshute kli etzu, and it's kli etzu, it doesn't have a base kibble, it's a hollow ring. El linyan Shabbos, linyan hotzah Shabbos, yesh chilek bein nekuvah l'shein and other, okay, let's go on. V'od shoal, another question he had, this person from the Galil Ha'elyon, he asked Rabbi Lezer, another question. Shamati shecholkin bein machat l'machat. I heard a halacha. I wasn't listening that well in the shir, and I heard that the Rebbe said something about there's a difference between pins, okay, between needles. And I really don't remember what he was talking about, so I don't know where there's a difference between needles. Omer le, shemelo shamata elin Shabbos. Maybe you only heard this l'gabi Shabbos. The shir was on Shabbos, and Hilcha Shabbos, and the Rebbe said there's a difference between different kinds of needles l'gabi Hilcha Shabbos, if they're muktz or not muktz. The Elin in Tuma, Dovid Achasi. Because if the shear was on Tuma, you wouldn't have heard that, because all needles are the same when it comes to Tuma. Where it says, Elin in Tuma, Dovid Achasi? Is that true? All needles are the same when it comes to Tuma? Vohasnan, Machat, Shenitel Chuda, O Ukta, Tahora. Right? If you have a needle, so a needle has an eye and it has a point. Without the eye and the point, it's not usable anymore to sew with. So if either the eye or the point are taken off, it's bottled from being a kli, and it's what's it called, it's not tame, it's tar. Even if it was tame, and it's not makabel tum anymore. Okay, let's see Rashi. Elalin Shabbos, linyan hotzah Shabbos, yesh chilek bein nekuvah l'shein nekuvah. L'gabe, taking a ring, a needle, on Shabbos, right, being able to move it, there's a difference between if it has an eye or it doesn't have an eye. The nekuva k'toni chayiv chatos, uvesheena nekuva k'gon ishpagla shitachshit. No, it's a, what's it called? If you have a needle that has an eye, so it's not a tachshit. That's a kli. And if you carry it on Shabbos, you're chayiv chatos. But if you put a needle in your clothing that doesn't have an eye, that kind of needle is made like a tachshit. It's like a pin that people wear. That's not chayiv chatos because, you know, you're not allowed to wear it like that, but it's only durabonin. Minat Torah, it's considered a tachshit. But if it has an eye, people, then you're carrying it basically by putting it in your clothing, like a seamstress puts the needle in her clothing to carry it. That's not considered a tachshit. A needle with an eye is not a tachshit. A needle without an eye could be a tachshit. Chuda chorshala, chora chorshala, if the eye was taken out, or uktsa is the point, the end of the needle. So lechora, there is a difference by tumah. A needle that has a point and an eye is makabel tumah, and a needle that's missing one of them is not makabel tumah. Zumara says, Bishlema. Kikomerle Bishlema. No, the halacha that your Rebbe was talking about, where he said that all needles are the same, right? Legabe, what's it called? The needles are different. That's Legabe Shabbos, and not Legabe Tuma, was talking Bishlema. Okay? With a full needle, right, where it wasn't broken. So all needles that have their point and their eye are Makabel Tuma. But not all needles, what's it called, the Bishlema, but they weren't broken. In other words, either it's a whole needle that doesn't have an eye or a point to begin with, or it had an eye and a point, and it still has the eye and the point. The only needle that's not Tame is one that originally had an eye and a point and was broken. But if it originally didn't have that, then people make needles like that too, and they're also Makabel Tuma. Okay. So where it says, Bishlema Dovah Do'achasi, where it was a needle that wasn't broken, right, that was made the way that it was to begin with. There's no difference between them. For Asnan, Machat Shehelsa Chaluda, right, you could have a needle that never was broken, it's still not Makabel Tuma. How? It got rusty. Im Ma'akivis HaTfira Tahora, Vim Lav Tmeya, right, if, because it's rusty, it won't, what's it called, so well, okay, so then, what's it called, it's tar, because it's not usable anymore, and it's not broken. So how can you say an unbroken needle, the halachas, the tumor, are all the same? It's not true. I can show you an unbroken needle that's not makabel tuma, if it was rusty. The Amrei Dvei Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai said, what does that mean, if it's ma'akev the tefir or not? The husher is shuma nikar. One of two possibilities. When it's not ma'akev the satfira, or it is ma'akev the satfira. One possibility is shurishuma nikar, we'll see Rashi says, where you can see the needle. So the rust doesn't really cover the whole needle. Then that's not ma'akev satvira. The other pshat is, rishuma nikar means when it goes through the cloth, it leaves a mark because of the rust. That's the one that's not considered a kli, where it's tahar, because it's not fit for sewing. So Shaila, what that means, rishuma nikar is going on the part that when it's still tameh or when it's not tameh. But whichever, right, there's a time when a whole needle could become tahar, if it's rusty. Mora says, ki ka'omerle b'shifa ka'omerle. Right, it's talking where it was sanded down. All sanded down needles that were whole, there's no difference in the halacha b'gabi tuma. So once it was sanded, it's not rusty anymore. And it was whole, wasn't broken. So all sanded down needles that are whole have the same halacha b'gabi tuma. Tamar says, "Ubeshifa dove do'achasi." Is that true? All sanded down needles that are whole have the same halacha gabituma. V'atanya macha bein nekuva bein ein nekuva mutar l'taltla b'shabbos. Right? All what's it called? Needles, whether they have an eye or they don't have an eye, you're allowed to be metaltle them on Shabbos. We're not talking about now carrying them and wearing them. We're talking about muktzah. V'lo amrin nekuva elin tuma. Bilvad. The only halacha of an eye is legabi tuma, right? So you see that needles with eyes, what's it called, are makabel tuma, and needles without eyes are not makabel tuma. And we're talking where you made the needle to begin with, and you didn't put the eye in yet. So it's not broken, and it's sanded down, and still there's a difference. If you made a needle and you put in the eye, then it's that's the finished product. If you didn't put in an eye, it's not the finished product, legabi tuma. So, Tirgum Abaya Liba Derava Begolmi. It's talking where, what's it called, you didn't put in the eye at all. We're talking about needles that were not finished. All needles that are sanded down, never broken, and not finished, they all have the same halacha legabi tuma, but not legabi Shabbos. Okay. Rashi. Chaluda. Is ruya, is rust. V'husha rishumo shel machat nikr, da havi kli utmeya. The first shot Rashi says is, rishuma nikr means you can see the metal of the needle. It's not that rusty that the needle doesn't show through, then it's still usable for sewing. Lashon achar, rishuma shel chaluda nikr bebeged. The other way of learning is that if you can see the rust on the beged, you're not going to use that needle. It's going to rust up all your begotten. Then it was tahar. So the shaila is whether rishumo nikr is going on the tahar part or the tamei part. B'shifa nishofes b'shufina shekorin lima she'ein bo chaluda. Talking where it was planed with a plane, sanded down with sandpaper, and therefore there's no rust on it. Mutar l'talkel b'shabbos b'chatzer. We're not talking about carrying it. We're talking about moving it in a rishus hayochid. V'achaz yelit l'sakot v'toras kliyol. Gabi shabbos. Right, they're all considered a kli because you can take a splinter out with it. You don't necessarily have to sew with it. It's still a kli legabe Shabbos. It has a use. Right, you can take splinters out with a needle that doesn't have an eye.
What
do you mean, was the Havmi Limar?
It was a fashion. When the Havmi Limar was a fashion, any fashion also could do that.
Yeah, in Chanami. But that's legabe Tiltel. But legabe Hotsaw, there's a difference. Legabe Shabbos, legabe Hotzah, there's a difference between a needle with an eye and a needle without an eye. A needle with an eye, you chayv chatos, and a needle without an eye, you're not chayv. Legabe Hotzah. Legabe Tiltel, there's not. There is, but there is a difference in Shabbos. Legabe needles, legabe Hotzah. Right, legabe Hotzah. V'lo amru mikuva, chaluka lehilchoseha, elin yintuma bilvad. The difference between needles, whether they're nakuv or not, was only said legabe tuma. The nekuva mekabelas tuma v'shein nekuva lo. Just the opposite of what we said before. Before we said that the only difference is legabi Shabbos, not legabi tuma. Now we're saying there's a difference in legabi tuma. Right? Where it says, Hartir gram abayu, perakal akelim begolmi. Shu golem shenikzitzo min hachut, ve'omedes li nokev. When does the eye make a difference legabi tuma? When you have, how do they make needles? They had like a, what's it called? A strand of metal. And they cut it into size, to needles, okay? So where you cut it off this strand, the wire. You cut the wire, and you're going to put a hole in it to make a needle, okay? And that's what the process. So you haven't finished the process yet. The process is cut the piece of wire, put a eye in it. As long as you didn't put the eye in, the process isn't finished, not makabel tuma. By tuma, it has to be kli maisa, kli that's fit to be used. You finished all of the processes. Legabi Shabbos, it's still considered a kli. Because sometimes you change your mind, you won't put in the eye, and you'll use it the way it is. It's still usable to take out, what's it called, to take out the splinters. But legabi tuma, it depends on your machshava. Right? They're yardim l'tuma v'machshava. Or not yardim. My machshava is to put in what's it called, an eye. Until I put in that eye, it's not makabel tuma. So, but legabe Shabbos, as long as it's used, even if my intention is to make it something else, but sometimes I'll change my mind, I'll use it the way it is. For Shabbos, that doesn't make a difference. Only it's a special halacha, legabe tumah, that if my intention is to finish this kli off, it's not makabel tumah until it's finished. But legabe Shabbos, since sometimes you could use it, even if you don't finish it off, or before you finish the process, that's still considered a kli legabe Shabbos. But a needle that was finished, and you're not going to put an eye into it. You're leaving it as a needle that doesn't have an eye. There, that's where the halacha was. Legabe Shabbos, there is a difference between needles, but there's no difference between needles that are finished products, whether they have an eye in them or they don't have an eye in them, legabe tuma. Right? Legabe tuma, if they're a finished product, they're a needle that's never going to have an eye, or a needle that has an eye, they're both makabel tuma. Legabe Shabbos, there's a difference between a needle with an eye and a needle without an eye, legabe hotzah. If you carry a needle with an eye in your clothing, you're chayv a chatos, and if you carry one without an eye, it's a tachshit, and you're not chayv a chatos. What? Like a pin. What? Yeah, no, so sometimes they make needles, like, what's it called? They have, things for yarn or whatever, that you don't thread it through the eye, you wrap it around or something. They're all knitting needles. So there are needles that are made without eyes. Right? And not every needle has an eye. Or you're using it for a syringe. Those needles also don't have eyes. So a needle that you're going to use, not with an eye, right, there's no difference between the Gabi Tuma, the Roma Kabal Tuma, right, whether they have an eye or not, if they're the finished product. But if they're not the finished product, then it makes a difference, even the Gabi Tuma, but we weren't talking about that. The halacha was said, the Gabi finished needles, whether they have an eye or not. And the Gabi Shabbos is still a difference. A needle without an eye can be a tachshit. With an eye is not a tachshit. People don't wear needles that you sew with as tachshit. But they could wear needles that don't have an eye. Those could be tachshit.
I don't understand the Shach HaBetari over here. They asked him the question because he didn't hear well in shul, and Rebbe Lezer answered him, and then we're going back and forth. Was it that we didn't understand exactly what Rebbe Lezer said?
No. Rebbe Lezer told him, you probably heard this halacha only Gabi Shabbos or the Gabi Tuma. Right, so the Gemara is explaining what Rebbe Lezer meant. Yeah, the Gemara is explaining what's it called. When Rebbe Lezer said it, what he told him was, you probably heard in the Shir that it was talking about this and this thing, and it's only Legabi Shabbos, not Legabi Tumah, or vice versa. Okay. Chamor Yotza B'Mardas, Bizman Shik Shurabo. A Chamor is allowed to wear a Mardas, like a saddle, that you put over the... a blanket that goes over the back of the chamor, as long as it's tied on. Zecharim yotzim levuvim. Zecharim can go with a something tied underneath them, what's it called? And the Rashi of the Gemara is going to explain all of these things. So we're not going to... Rashi tells you to wait till the Gemara, we'll wait till the Gemara too. Rechelos yotzos shechuzos kivulos ukvunos. All these things are where things are tied to the undercarriage of the animal, mostly. Okay, there are things that protect the under part of the animal. So the shaila is, are they considered like a tachshit of the animal, or a beged of the animal, or are they considered a musi, are they considered something the animals carry? Ha'izim yotzos tsruros, right? Izim can take them out when they're tied up. Rabbi Yossi oser bekulon, chutz min harechelim hakvunos. Rabbi Yossi says all of these things that we mentioned until now are oser, except for female sheep that are kvunos, that have something on the undercarriage that's called kvunos, that's mutter. It's the only thing Rabbi Yossi says is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda omer, izim yotzos sruros liyavesh avalo lechala. Rabbi Yehuda says, that which it says that goats can go out when they're tied up, that's only if their udders are tied up in order to dry them out. But if they're tied up, what's it called, in order to make them give better milk, that's not good. Right, we see Rashi. Rashi basically says, wait till the Gemara. Mardas bashtil manichin also kol hayom lachamor. It's like a blanket that goes over the chamor. Lechamamo, to keep them warm. The amri inshi chamra filo betkupas tamus karle. Gemara says later that a donkey's always cold. Always has to be, even in the summers. The donkeys are always cold. They need blankets on them to keep them warm. Shik shura bo bigmar mefarish. Zecharim elim. Zecharim are rams. Levuvim, shchuzos, kvulos, kvunos, mefarish b'gemara. Wait, Rashi says, have some patience, you'll know what it is, the Gemara is going to discuss what they are. Sruros, dadehen sruros, their udders are tied up. Tamim liabis, sometimes they tie them up to dry them out. Shemahadkon, they put pressure on them. Kadeshalo yach, levuot, in order that they shouldn't lactate, they shouldn't give milk anymore. V'yisabru, and then they should get pregnant. Oh, yushmenos lechol, or they should get fat. So they don't want them to be lactating because it prevents them from getting fat or from becoming pregnant. Upamim lecholev. Sometimes, though, just the opposite. They tie and put pressure on the udders to make the milk come out. Lishmor chelban. In order to protect the milk, shelo yitaftei floor. Shouldn't what's it called, drip down. So this holds the milk in. The koshin when kitz b'dadei. They put like a something that catches the milk around the udders. Rabbi Yossi Osir Bekulon, Demosihu. Rabbi Yossi holds all of these things are considered a burden. They're not considered things that the animal's wearing. Chutz min harechelim, hakvunos, Shushmira Simran, except for female sheep that have a lot of wool, and that there you tie things around them, that's to protect the wool. Shalo Yitanik, shouldn't get dirty. So they used to put coverings around the sheep to protect their wool. Vahavi Lutashid, like a lamb, those are lambs. A lamb, a female lamb, that's what they used to do to keep the wool clean. Yotzot Shruos Liyavish, Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei Ketanakama, Delab Masi, who holds like Ketanakama, that it's not considered a burden. Umihu Liyavish to Mahadik Shapir, Velekele Mechash Dilma Nofil, Vaosile Suye, Avalichole, Velo Mahadik Shapir Chashinon. Now he holds that really Mikra Din, the animal's allowed to go out with these things, because it's not considered a burden. It's considered, but there's another problem. Even if it's not a burden, we're afraid that maybe it'll fall off and you'll end up carrying it. It's a separate consideration of what things animals can wear out into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Things that may fall off, we're afraid the person will end up carrying them. So where they're tied on tightly to keep the milk, to dry them out, we're not afraid it's going to fall off. But when they put it on their udders to catch the milk, it's not so tight. And it's possible to fall off, and the person will end up carrying it. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's no good. And the Tanakhama holds, we're not afraid of that.